Option.
Today we are going to discuss something about churning, learning, earning, burning, yearning, remembering, incurring, and so on.
We all Brahmins are very fortunate that Baba has taught us logical thinking about things. Murli is one such thing that also teaches us the art of thinking. Murli is not just about the knowledge of this is soul, this is supreme soul, and this is the confluence age, and the God has come now, and now we have to go back, it's a return journey, and so on. Not just this. Murli has something more in it. It's a deep philosophy. Murli is the Google of Googles. It's the World Times. Everything is there in that. But only thing is that we have to sharpen our intellect in that manner. Abraham Lincoln was There's an example in the life of Abraham Lincoln. It said that he was given an axe and told to cut the tree in 6 hours. So he said, I will spend first 4 hours in sharpening the axe. And then with one stroke, cut the tree. So it's all about sharpening the intellect. It's all about sharpening the mind. It's about making the intellect divine. There are two types of intellects. Material and the spiritual intellect. Material intellect thinks of earning money. It's worldly wise, shrewd, how to go ahead in life, how to clear exams. This is all about material intellect. It leads to material progress, definitely. And for material progress, probably you may not require divine intellect. If you want to become scientist, you don't need the knowledge of spirituality much. One can become scientist without spiritual knowledge also. But divine intellect is something else. Divine intellect sees things from a very, very different point of view. To what extent I have made my intellect divine? How I view things, how I see things, all those things which are happening in my life. What is the conclusion I draw from them? How much I learn from the happenings of life? How do I take things which are coming in my life, happening in my life? These are so important things. For example, a granddaughter, a lady gets very frustrated in life because of continuous challenges, struggles, conflicts, career issues, job issues, logic problems, and so on. Once she goes to her grandmother and says, life is too much. I just don't know what to do about life. There is not a single moment of respite, relief. Everywhere there is constant struggle. What I should do? And she says, I am becoming pessimistic about life. There's one European philosopher, Jean-Paul Sartre. He said, somewhere in one of his books, life is anguish, santap. There cannot be any happiness in life. That was his final conclusion about life. After writing all books on philosophies of life, he said, life is anguish, santap. And the only way out is to commit suicide. And everyone should go for it. That was the conclusion he drew. So this lady got so frustrated with life, she went to the ground to her grandmother. So the grandmother took her to the kitchen and she took one carrot, one egg and few coffee beans. And she took three different containers, put water in it and started boiling. In the first container, she put the carrot, second egg and third coffee beans. And they waited for 15 minutes. After 15 minutes, she took out them and asked her daughter, "What is this?" She said, "It is carrot." She said, "Touch it." And she touched it. It had become soft. Second, egg. The outer shell was broken. Inner thing, liquid has become solid. And third, container. So she said, these are the three type of people in the world. The boiling water is the circumstance. The boiling water are the adverse situations of life. The first type of people have become weak when they are exposed to the boiling water. All the struggles of the life make them negative and they become so weak from inside, they lose all courage. The second type of people, they become hard from inside. They become negative, life negation. They feel that none is to be trusted. Everyone is deceptive. They become so negative about life because they have seen so many things in life. Everybody has deceived them. They are so-called mature and experienced people, but full of negativity. Experience is like a comb which a man gets after he becomes bald. So they carry the comb, but negative. The third variety of people, they are like coffee beans. And when the coffee beans were put in the boiling water was the circumstance. They have changed the entire boiling water and it has turned into coffee. The circumstance has changed totally. They have not complained why it is boiling so much. Why people are like this, why people are negative, why people do these things. They have no complaint about anyone. But with their powerful vibrations, they have changed the situations. These are the third type of people in the world. So Baba, through his Murli, is teaching us many, many things. Learn that art. So today we will discuss something about celebrity. What is celebrity? The topic was earning, learning and churning. But as I was coming, I felt sleepy in the flight. Awake since morning 3 a.m. And in between I woke up and wrote something on the mobile and again slept. So I changed the topic. Rather than discussing three things, we are discussing nine things today. So the first is churning. You have Murli here? Right now? So four questions I have for you. First, why churning is important? You can participate. Why churning Murli is important? What is the need? Go to the Murli class, take out the notebook, write down the Murli points. Close the diary and go home. We will see you tomorrow morning. What is the need of churning? What is the need of reflection? What is the need of contemplation? What is the need of thinking about it? Yeah, to make the intellect refine, one. Next, you become more experienced, third. To imbibe it. Then, why to churn it? To understand it. Then, to use it in practical life. Then, to become powerful. Then, that makes us alert. Then, to become like the father. Okay, then, no waste thoughts. That's a very important point. When you are churning knowledge, automatically your level is lifted up. Automatically. You don't have to struggle. Waste thoughts are like darkness. Churning is the light. So when there is no light, there is darkness. We can't keep on shouting, there is so much dark, so much dark. Vivekananda has said somewhere that man is putting his hands on his eyes and saying, save me, so much darkness, so much darkness. Leave the, remove the hands. And there is light. So when you are thinking about knowledge, automatically you are free from the waste. And a very important thought that just came to me while I was coming here, that why we have so many questions in life. Questions are the progeny of restless mind. When the mind is calm, there are no questions. Questions have not to do with circumstances. Questions have not to do with people. Why he behaves like that? Why he behaves like that? Why my boss is like that? Why family members are like that? And in the Brahmin family also, why these Brahmins are like this? In the path of bhakti, we used to sing Hindi song, Mujh nirgun hare mein koi gun nahi. You know this song? It comes in Murli. It means, I don't have any virtues. But when we come in the Brahmin family, in nirgun haro mein koi gun nahi. In this family, somewhere at the back of the mind, we have negative impressions about people. And so many questions assail us. So questions are the progeny of restless mind. When the mind is calm, when the mind is stable, when the mind is tranquil, there are no questions there. It means I am walking at the level of body consciousness. That's why I feel so much strife, conflicts in life. Let me come to the center. Okay, what else? What is the need of churning knowledge? To connect to Baba. Okay, what else? Different perspectives. For example, this is the mountain. And there is a lake here. One who is sitting here, standing here, sees a different panorama. One who is sitting on the other side sees something different. One who is sitting on the top sees something different. Where I am sitting. Probably, I think I am sitting here and I view my life like this. This is the family, this is wife, this is husband, these are children, this is my job, and this is how I am seeing things as, sitting here. And I think that this is the last and this is the final. But that is not the final. You climb little up. You sit here. Then you will start seeing something else. You sit up on the top. You start seeing absolutely different things. I don't have to do anything with any other person of the world. Only one person I have to do with, and that is I myself. My boss changes, it is not going to help. The workplace changes, it is not going to help. People change, it is not going to help. I have to change, then only it is going to help me. Okay, what else? Why should we churn? Everybody has churned. Today's Murli. You are telling new things and big things. It happens, it does this, it does that. What about today's Murli? Have I churned it? If you want butter, you have to churn. Without that, it will not work. It will not help you. So many Murlis are coming and going. What is he saying? What are the self-respects? We are the master creators. We are the great creations. We are the ancestors. We are the worship of the souls. We are the master ocean of peace. We are the master sun of peace. We are the ones with unlimited disinterest. And these are our qualifications. Put a full stop like the fireman. So many things are there in that. So many things which are practical. But unless and until I churn, I have listened in the class, that's not going to work. That is the first step. But I have to progress. So you can churn even on this topic, why to churn? That is first question. Second, where to churn? Where? Which are the places? From brother's side. Which are the places where you should churn? Which are the places where you should sit, read Murli and think about it? Yes? Anywhere? No, I don't want such answers. Be specific. In solitude, okay. Nature, okay. And what else? You have to seek such places where there is less crowd. You have to seek such places where there is silence. Go to the garden and sit there and churn. If you can take Murli, it's okay. Otherwise, everything is available on mobile. Go near seashore. Go near beach. Go on the terrace. In the vicinity of nature, all the poets, all the musicians, all the greatest men, sculptors, painters, these were the people who used to love nature. They used to go there and sit. There was one painter, Vincent van Gogh, the greatest painter ever, died at the age of 32, shot himself. He was like a madman. People never recognized him. He died, and after that, his paintings were recognized. Before him, Michelangelo and Picasso are nothing. He belonged to that category. Vincent van Gogh. People used to call him good for nothing. He used to sit, go, and paint. Sun, looking at the sun whole day from morning till evening. That was his passion. Painting was his passion. He was not doing it to sell. Not a single painting of his was sold during his lifetime. And now they are costing billions and millions. He was far ahead of his times. So, these were those people who used to seek nature, sit there, think, cogitate, reflect upon the mysteries of life, and people could not understand them, such people. So this Murli, this is a wonder, a miracle drug. So many things are there. Churn deeply. When Baba is saying you are ancestors, what does it mean? If I am ancestor, what are my duties? If I am ancestor in my room, in my house, in my office, how should I behave with boss, my colleagues, my senior juniors, my children, my spouse, my relatives? So many things will come with it. So, place is wherever there is silence, there is solitude. Seek such places. Find out such places where you can go every day and sit all alone, none to disturb you. Think about everything, about your whole life. Rather than going to people and asking them for solutions, all solutions are within us, in the subconscious. Activate it. Third question. What is the time? When to churn? Except all time. What is the time? That is the ideal. You keep on churning the whole day. But what time? There are some good times. After Amrit Vela is one of the best times. How many of you go to sleep immediately after Amrit Vela? Don't look here and there. Just look straight. Otherwise your neighbor would not raise the hand. Very nice leaves, sound sleep. Amrit Vela finished and run. Oh. And then wake up at 6:30 or 6, whatever, before the Murli, and then go for Murli. This is not a very good habit. That is the time for churning. That is the time to be alone. That's the time to be in the company of nature. That's the time for walk. That's the time for exercise. That's the time to churn deeply. That's the time to contemplate. That's the time to plan the day. Rather than going on off to sleep. One must think more on this habit. And find out. Adjust the lifestyle in such a manner that you get some good sleep in the afternoon. But there are people who are working throughout the day. But then you have to do something. There's something known as Yoga Nidra. How many of you have heard of it? some of them, not all, study what is Yog Nidra. It's a very scientific technique of sleep. In 15 minutes, how you can get sleep of 2 hours? In 2 hours, how can you get sleep of 4 hours? Body doesn't need sleep. Body needs rest. Sleep is one of the means of taking rest. If that can be replaced by something, then sleep is not needed. It is a rest that body wants. We can go from the beta to alpha, to delta and to theta wave. These are the 4 waves. There is one more, gamma, which is above 40 hertz. But these are the 4 waves. When we are in the waking stage, it's a beta. And then relax, alpha. And then theta, where we are in deep meditation and the most below 4 hertz, delta waves. When the mind is in that stage, automatically, you don't need anything then. And a yogi has that sleep. So one must learn that art also. So, this is a waking up alarm. So time is after Amrit Vela. Time is before sleeping. Time is evening if possible. Time, if afternoon you get time, if you are in the office or job or somewhere, take out some time. You have to steal time. Nobody gets time. You have to steal the time. I remember once I had gone to one place and it was a bhatti. At the morning there was one topic. I sat and I had the thought and I'm about to start the class. And the sister came and she announced the topic which was to be taken in the evening. And I had not prepared for it at all. I had not even thought of it because there was some 2 hour gap in afternoon. I thought, I will do something in that period. So she just announced and I was shocked. And she was started giving instructions in Gujarati. And I just said, Baba, what to do now? I invoked Baba and closed the eyes and said, I have just 3 to 4 minutes. In that 3 to 4 minutes, now I have to prepare it. Just 3 to 4 till the time she continues giving instruction. The instruction stopped, a song played. And that too half. That brother also played only half. Sometimes they play the whole song for 5 minutes when we don't want. So he played a very short song. So I said, this is the ultimate time management thing I have to do today. Very, very short time. So even such a thing can happen. So learn to steal time. Identify time wasters. The list of time wasters. These are the time I am wasting throughout the day. Unnecessary gossiping, talking, unnecessary surfing, unnecessary streaming of videos. Don't go to internet without a purpose. Write it down. You have to go to internet only and only with purpose. Go, purpose done, come out. Otherwise, it's a black hole. It sucks. The greatest Maya, the digital Maya. Okay. So, when? Now the fourth question. How to churn? This is the fourth question. How to churn the Murli? Let us start with today's Murli itself. Baba talked about unlimited disinterest. 5 definitions Baba has given in this Murli about unlimited disinterest. The first, you are in the body, but out of the body. Ghar mein rehte beghar. You are in the body, but not in the body. This body is given to Baba. This is the first definition of Vairagya. Such a strong definition. Body, what I am utilizing for sense pleasure, sense gratification, or I am utilizing it for higher purpose, or self-indulgence, pampering, sense pleasure. I From copper age, we were drowned in the pleasures of the body. Now it's a time to get detached from it and to identify who I am, my real self, and I am the master of the body. I will order this body now to behave in a manner I want. I don't want to obey the orders of the body because I am the master. So that is the first definition of vairagya. Unlimited disinterest means you are in the body, but you feel as if the body is not mine. This is a very high stage of consciousness. Very, very high stage. And for that, you need extended long periods of soul consciousness. Simply sitting in the Amrit Vela and I am soul and I am soul, sometimes falling here and sometimes falling here will not work. It's a wake-up call now. God had come and God has already gone. Some period is remaining, the last part. One must rise up again. Stop committing the same blunders, the mistakes of body consciousness, the sins of body consciousness, the mental crimes of body consciousness. Mental crimes. At crimes at the level of thought. Thought crimes. Thoughts going down in the body consciousness rather than rising up. That's the first definition. Second definition of unlimited disinterest. You are not influenced by three things. Swabhav, sanskar, sadhan. Swabhav, nature. Sanskar, sadhan, facilities of science. You don't become vashibhut, Baba said. Don't get... When somebody, a demon possesses somebody, it troubles him, torments him like anything. A soul enters a body. What all things that soul does. So, uninfluenced. Vairagya means not affected by all these things. Today all the sadhan, all the facilities we have, mobile, everything is there. Tomorrow nothing would be there. Today this is there, tomorrow it won't be there. That's why one should be able to, when it is there, we are using it fine. But I am not dependent on it. This is not the Aadhaar of Siddhi. That's the second definition. The third definition of Vairagya from today's Murli, flying yogi. Those yogis, those hut yogis, they rise above earth, fire and water. You rise above the earth of body consciousness, fire of five vices, and water, current of water, Bahav, that pulls, Baba said, all the attractions of the world. You keep yourself away. Unnecessary, don't tempt yourself. To see how much yogi I have become. Do not tempt. When a sapling is very small, it has to be protected from all sides. Once it becomes a banyan, big tree, then even elephants will pull, it will not get uprooted. Think that I am still small. I must not tempt oneself. People say, okay, we are watching movie and we see them as souls. There was one brother, he used to have Brahma Bhojan. He used to say that I see television also and Brahma Bhojan in Baba's Yad. When I look down, I remember Baba. When I look up, I see the television. When I look down, again Baba, I remember. And when I look up, I see the television. This is known as self-deception. This is known as hypocrisy. This is known as self-lying. Long we have deceived ourselves. Enough of it. Nobody will say anything to me, but I am deceiving my own conscience. So, that is the third definition. Fourth definition from today's Murli. Unlimited disinterest mean mind, thoughts, words and seva. Unlimited. Bhavana, kamna, smriti, vritti. Everything unlimited. Rise above the narrowed thinking, tubular vision. My family, my home, that's it. I do not belong to any one nation, I belong to the world. Bahujana hitaye, bahujana sukhaye. For the good of the many and for the benefit of the many. Vasudhaiva kutumbakam, the whole world is my family. This is a very, very elevated feeling. I remember when I was a very small child, I had no knowledge about spirituality, nothing, but there was one song I heard that was in Marathi, and that song was saying, He Vishwachi Balasagar Bharat Hovo Vishwata Shobhuni Raho. This India should become the ocean of strength. And there were a few lines in that. I did not know the whole song. I got to know it few years back, the whole of it, the lyrics. But on that small mind of that those words, that song said, Sarvasvatyasa Arpina. I will lay down my life for this such higher cause. He jivan natari vyartha. Otherwise also this life is waste. I don't want to waste my life in the worldly things, in the worldly passions and in the worldly involvements. The life is for the higher purpose. My purpose, my intentions are not national but international. So, that had a very strong impact. So it depends, what are we feeding ourselves with? What songs, what scenes, what things? So the fourth definition of is unlimited. And the last definition is Maipan Midjaye. Baba said this, awareness of I should end and awareness of Baba, Baba Panajaye. This is Vairagya. Everywhere, Baba, 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 Baba. Everything for him. I have seen so many centers and so many people. Everything they get in life, they get salary, they put in front of Baba's salary, translate. And then say, Baba, you take this. And then they take from Baba. So nice experience. There is one house I went, that mother, she brought some vegetables, first putting in front of Baba's translate. And then taking it to kitchen. Everything first for Baba. And nothing is mine. Whatever money, put it in front of him. Then say to him, this is yours. Now I take from you. This is an act of surrender. These are the five definitions of unlimited Vairagya. So, you might have seen or heard, this is in Madhuban. We had made the list of about 108 different methods of Murli Charni. And not just made, almost every week we had a small group, we give them homework and they come prepared according to that method. For example, the first method, answer churning method. In Sakar Murli there is a question, don't see the answer, churn the answer. What could be the answer? For example, the question, what is that thing which the soul loves the most? Answer, body. Now, think of some other answers. So that is known as answer churning method. You take the question, but don't see the answer. Churn it. Article writing method. Write some article. Cartoon drawing method. This we have used a lot. All points of the Murli should come into one painting, one drawing. And that should be little cartoon-like. Chart method. Create a chart from today's Murli. For example, if this is the Murli, what chart we will create first? Ancestor. Baba said, world is wanting two things, peace and power. If somebody is thirsty and you give him food, that will not work. Give them what they want. So you can create your own chart. Every day, I think that every day new chart should be prepared based on Sakar Murli. And before sleeping, write that. And that chart should not be very big, very small. Three questions just. The founding father of America, Benjamin Franklin, he used to write chart in 17th century. In his autobiography, he has mentioned, he used to write, he had 15 or 16 points. Today, did I speak? truth? Was I courteous? Did I insult someone? Was I peaceful? He used to write a chart. So create a new chart every day. Just when you are sitting and listening to Sakar Murli, just two or three lines, and just, I would say, just type them here in mobile only. Create some group. It's a beautiful technique on WhatsApp. Create a group. For creating group, you need one person. Add that person and remove him. Create group is created where you are only person who is there in that group. Name it as Baba or as Mera Baba or something. And throughout the day, keep on talking with Baba. Baba, I am waiting at some place. Now, I am starting my work. Type it. Whole day chart. Whole day you are communicating with Baba. Baba, that person said something wrong to me. I am at present crying. Take care. He hurt me very badly. I am full of complaints. I don't see any help that you are there. Right? So timing with timings, that thought would be typed. And you are the only person who is going to read it, because there is no other person in that group. You are the only one. Now after 3 days, see that. Aray, you will see, this is the thing to cry. Such a small thing. Analyze yourself. So prepare a new chart. Then homework method. Take out some homework from today's Murli. For example, Baba said, what you do when you heard about Indira Gandhi? There's a mention of Indira Gandhi, 31st October 1984. She was assassinated in Delhi, 9 a.m. in the morning by her two bodyguards, Biyant Singh and Satwant Singh. One died there only. And next 4 days, 1st November, 2nd November, 3rd November, 4th November, there was mass killing, Sikh riots. So Baba is, and this Murli is just 18 days after that, 19th November. That happened. She died on 31st October. And next 4 days, it was a great riots. Baba said, when you saw news TV, how did you see it? Just for the information, or what will happen now in that way? That's why Baba talked about three results. First children, careless. Second children, lazy, sleep. Third children, strong in upheavals. This was the result of Baba's observation. So such upheavals are going to come more and more. This was 84, long back. So create homework. So what would be the homework? Did I remain stable throughout the day? What should I do to remain stable in the face of upheavals? And there would be upheavals. Group study, write a song on poetry or song, create a song. If you are a poet, you can write a song, including all the points. There's one brother, and he keeps on sending me. Every day he writes one poem on Sakar Murli, including all the points. That has become his habit, a routine. He writes every day one poem. Question methods, write some questions from Murli. Name method. Take any one word from Murli. What are the different names for Golden Age in today's Murli? What are all the names for Iron Age in today's Murli? What are all the names for Paramdham in today's Murli? This is name method. So these are all Swaman method. What are the different Swamans? Text to drill method. For example, in this Murli, in blessing, Baba said, silence power is the greatest of all power. All other powers have emerged from the power of silence. Even the impact of science is nothing in front of the power of silence. The power of silence makes impossible possible. The power of silence makes you easy yogi. Now, convert it into drill. Go to Baba in the subtle world and feel his power of silence is filling within me. I am standing in front of him, and from his eyes, the divine rays of silence power are coming and filling me. And I am going in deep silence. So convert text into drill. Reading aloud method. This is good for those who are learning language. Hindi. If you don't know Hindi, the best way of learning any language is to read it loudly. relationship method. Form which relationship, any relationship you take, and see Baba in that way. For example, go and sit in the Murli and feel as if Baba is guide today. He is going to guide me something because I have lost the way. I'm not understanding what to do. To be or not to be, like Shakespeare's Hamlet. I'm swinging. I'm not understanding what to do and what not. Self-checking method. Speech method. This we have done a lot. We have given topic, this whole Murli, and somebody would come and he will speak. Respected dadis on the dais. They are no one. And my Brahmin family, in today's Murli, Baba said this. And then they would be clap and all. So those who never held the mic, they started holding the mic. So that's also good method. Speech method. Link method, list method, make a list of things. That's usually we do. Extracting new points, fill in the blank method, exam taking method. So these are all, if you want, we will give you the soft copy. It's available even on the website. So these are all the different methods of churning. Without this churning, this Murli is never going to turn into power. Otherwise, we will be just listening Murli as we are doing for so many years. But we are there only. You're not moved much. So start this new art, habit of churning. So that is the first. The second is earning. Earning means earning. So earning now, there are two types of earning. Earning now and earning in golden age. So you get double earnings. What is the present earning? Happiness. Churn Murli, you will definitely feel happy and light. Otherwise we are lost in that usual thoughts. The same thought process, and thoughts are also limited. Same family members, you think, keep on thinking about them. Or your office, that's it. Small orbit. Come out, reach the higher platform. So, earn. Churning leads to earning. Writing is a very good thing. Start writing every day. Take some topic and write on this. Take the topic disinterest and write whatever you think you know and write about it. This is also a good habit. L is learning. Try new methods of learning. For example, a child is there. You know, nowadays children are taught so newer methods of learning. They are taught memory techniques. So you also need some memory techniques here. Some techniques, some skills of newer methods. For example, how to visualize things. Apply all the tools which are used in the school by school children to this spiritual study. Nowadays, they don't study like the way we used to study. Now they have new tools. Audio-visual learnings are there. They show them videos and so many things they are told. Animated things. And they learn more. So learning. Then again, earning, earning for future, burning, burn the sins. We have committed something very much wrong in this Brahmin life, not in the life before taking birth, but if in the Brahmin life, I have committed something very grossly wrong. Firstly, have repentance for that in front of Baba. Yes, it has happened. But now I resolve that it will not happen. All the sins of body consciousness. I knew that I should not have done this, but still I feel. This has happened. I don't know what, why. But now surrender unto Baba and he will help. There was a father in one church. He was a very good poet. And he used to write hymns, poems on love of God. And people used to love him so much. But then, one day it so happened that there was a nun there. And he fell in love with her. And they both ran away from the church and married. And then she deceived him. And something happened. And he was all alone. But now total depression, the fall of grace. In Christianity, this is known as fall of grace, fall from grace or of grace. And he was so down. That life of him, the life of a bachelor, the life of highly spiritual person, the life where he used to be writing songs on love of God, and now he was totally down. And one day he was traveling, it was the street of Paris. It is a true story which has come in one book. And he was just lying depressed. And in one coach he was going, there was a horse there. And one lady came and sat. And she started reading one poem, some prayer. And he started crying. The lady asked, "Why are you crying?" He said, "This is the poem written by me. This is, I have written this." And the words of the poetry were, "The grace of the God falling." Right now upon me. Some such words were there. And he told that lady, he started crying and told her his story, that this is what has happened. And now I feel repentant. So that lady said, "Don't feel repentant. Now here on the street of Paris, the grace of God is falling upon you." And he got a new birth while traveling. Again he came back to his original stage. So no matter to what abysmal depth we have fallen, we have the power to come back again to the same place where we were, or even higher than that, because now you have got the experience of falling also. With that experience, now you can guide others. It's good that you fell. You can save others now. So, burn all the sins, burn all the misdeeds, sinful actions of the Brahmin life. And then there is R. R is remembering. Increase the yoga chart. Don't be happy with your remembering Baba. That our remembrance should increase every day. More and more, more and more, more and more. Trying to stay connected with him all the time. Sometimes it is difficult, but try. So that it should not happen that Jagdish Bhai used to say, the lamp should not get extinguished fully. Throughout the day, some sparkle, some shimmering flame should be there. It's very difficult. I know. I myself deal with emergencies throughout the day. ICU, this, that, so many things. So how difficult it is, but still it can be done. I remember one event. Once at Amritvela, I was sitting in Baba's hut. It was 3 a.m. in the morning. And I got a WhatsApp message that one patient has come. So junior doctors are there. They manage usually. If there's a problem, they call. So I told him what to do. But then he called up again. He said, "No, patient is really bad. It's very tough. And he might require intubation ventilation." So I was not, I was sitting there so much bodiless. I thought, kartavya first, duty first, give up. And I went. 1 hour I was there in the ICU. And if the same patient had come in the daytime, there would be chaos. Bring this, bring that, do this, do that, this, this. Line here, line there, tube here, tube there. As an emergency, you have to act very smart. But I found that 1 hour, I did everything to that patient, but I was silent. And in Baba's remember, as if the rays were falling from above. Because I was coming out straight from the bodiless stage, Amritvela. So then 3 to 4 o'clock I was there in the ICU. Ventilator, central line, this line, that line. Everything done. I went, came out. That was a tourist who had come to see Mount Abu. The relatives were outside. I talked with them. I said, "Okay, he is very bad, serious." And I left. I came back to Madhuban and Amritvela restarted. Where I left, again I started. And then there was a Murli class, this, that and everything. And I forgot. And then at 9 o'clock or 9:15, when I went for the morning rounds, all relatives came, oh, doctor, doctor, you are God, and all those things. And I went inside and saw the patient is awake, on ventilator, but totally awake. He was drowsy, about to just die. And then two days in ICU, extubated, sent to the ward and discharged. He went walking home. There were some tourists. The purpose of telling you is this. I used to think that when emergency is there, one has to forget Baba and everyone. And focus everything on that. Not a single mistake should happen. But I realized that day, with Baba's remembrance, the things were more perfect. I was thinking, this is the most, I should not bring any other thought. But I found that I was doing everything, and yet the moment I finished everything, as if I have not done anything. I don't know what is about. I even forgot that patient. So bodiless stage is, you can do anything. Any emergency can be handled. So burn the sins. And then we were discussing about remembering. Increase the remembering chart. Remembrance chart. Then incur the fortune. Incur means to take upon oneself. To bring upon oneself. The great fortune. Don't let go of this fortune which has come to your door now. And then turning. Turn yourself. And why is yearning? So I coined this word celebrity. Why means yearning. Yearning what? Yearn to become perfect. How much desire is within me to become perfect, to become angel? Once Ananda asked Mahatma Buddha, you say that to attain Nirvana is the goal of life, and that is the only goal of life, and anyone can attain it. So why people are not attaining it? So he says, go and ask the worldly people how many of them are interested. So he went and came in the evening and he said that not a single one is interested because they have so many other things to do. Just as we had that movie, no? Hindi movie is there, no? Brahma Kumaris. Swarg mein ek seat khali hai. It's something like that. Everybody is interested to go to heaven, but nobody is ready to die. Swarg will go, but I don't want to die now. It's just like that. Is it the? It has taken the form of passion within me? The burning desire? Probably not. Probably not. Had it been so, the things would have been very different. It is not burning desire. It is a desire. Okay, I should become. And there are some group of people who have said, this is not our business to become like the father. Those who have to become, let them become. There's one brother who used to say that I will become that. My position in the swarg is fixed. I don't want to become king or anything. My post is, when the king would enter, I will blow the trumpet. Oh, now the king is coming. That's it. For this, you don't need regular Amrit Vela. You don't need to go to Murli class. Once a while you can go. Because my position, I already fixed it. This is what I'm going to do. I don't want to do administration. Just to blow it, he is coming. The king has gone. Sit nicely. This is what I want to become in heaven. So, yearn for perfection. And turn yourself, transform yourself, change yourself. As I said, unless and until I change, nothing is going to change. And it is Baba's Mahavakya in Murli. Persons will not change. Place will not change. Circumstances will not change. You have to change. Persons, na vyakti badlenge, na sthan badlega, na paristhiti badlegi, tumko hi badalna hai. Only you have to change. Nothing is going to change. And when you change, everything changes. The place will change, the persons will change, the circumstance will change. You have the power to convert the entire boiling water into coffee. So do that. So, churning, earning now, learning, earning later on, burning desire, increasing the chart of remembrance, incurring the fortune, bringing upon oneself. Though sometimes it's used in the negative sense in English, but can be used in positive way. and turning yourself and yearn for perfection, long for perfection. And wherever there is a way, there is will, there is a way. So this is in short about Murali Churning. Those who want these 108 method, you can get the soft copy. It's available on the angelofshiva.com is the website. Brother Sandeep is here. You can contact him. He only has created that website. And everything, all the things which we churn in Madhuban, everything is in that. angelofshiva.com. So everything is on that. So make it a habit from tomorrow morning. Okay? The moment you will, I will be coming here again. For next 2 days, we will be having Murali churning session. So when you listen to Murali, at the same time, stay awake, alert. Because I am going to ask you anything from that. Any page, any word. So be alert and attentive. Okay? So this is how the journey of Brahmin life is. So once again, thank you to Sister Lakshmi, Sister Bhati, who have called us here. And we also thought, let us, since we are passing through this way, we must give some time here. So we took out 2 days. We are going back on 28th evening. So tomorrow morning and day after tomorrow. Is it possible for you to come for Amrit Vela? So we will have Amrit Vela. And then again, Murali by sister. And then I will take Murali churning. So feel as if that these 2 days, it's sort of retreat. Okay? It's a retreat. Though it's not going to be the whole day. But whole day you are going to be there. Wherever you are. So whatever things that would be churned in the morning, keep them throughout the day. And feel as if 2 days I am going to have my personal retreat. For 2 days, something I have to do which I have never done before. Something new thing. So today, I will call it a day. We have not taken any yoga session today. We will take it tomorrow morning. Okay. Om Shanti.